And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Lone Depot Park in Miami, the Marlins and the Padres got together for their third of what will be a four-game weekend series at Lone Depot Park. In Game 3, Braxton Garrett got the ball for the Marlins. He was in search of his first victory this season. Garrett went opposite of the right-hander Ryan Weathers, who was in search of his fifth victory this season for the Padres. He was just activated off the injured list in time to make his start last night.
Boy, a gutsy effort, a come-from-behind win. A terrific start by Braxton Garrett, some timely hitting late, and a happy ending as the Marlins grab a victory over the Padres in Game 3 of this four-game weekend series tonight. Braxton Garrett versus Ryan Weathers in the third of four this weekend inside Lone Depot Park this evening. Braxton Garrett, no wins, a loss of 5.17 ERA for the Marlins this season. And for Garrett, he was making his first appearance since he allowed a pair of runs on seven hits and four and a third in Philadelphia on July 18th. It had been 6 days since he pitched. He went opposite of the right-hander Ryan Weathers, who was activated off the injured list for the San Diego Padres tonight. Weathers, four wins, two losses, and a 2.91 ERA this season. The Marlins checked into tonight's ballgame 16 under. The Padres checked in at 16 over. You're thinking to yourself, what exactly is it that Braxton Garrett doesn't need to start this ballgame? Well, he struck out Tommy Pham to start, and then he had to deal with that young superstar, Fernando Tatis Jr.
Got to do that. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and Tatis unloads. Hits a skyrocket to left. It is long gone up at the Budweiser bar on the walkway, and it's 1-0 San Diego.
Well, of course, Fernando Tatis Jr. tallies one off of Braxton Garrett, his 30th home run of the season, his 67th RBI. It was 1-0 in this ballgame after one. It remained that way until the top of the third. The young left-hander for the Marlins retired Kim, the Padres' second baseman. And you're thinking to yourself, well, it's got to be easy to get through the pitcher, Ryan Weathers.
That pitch missed the outside. Kim might have had a case there had it gone to court. Here's a ball driven in the air. First ball hitting the pitcher, Weathers, center field, and it is gone. Weathers with his first major league home run, dead center, just a few feet to the right of the 400-foot sign, and it's 2-0 San Diego on a pair of home runs, Tatis in the first and Weathers here in the third.
Well, that was a shock to the system for Braxton Garrett. The Marlins lost on Thursday 3-2. They lost 5-2 last night. You're thinking for the young left-hander, the last thing that they can afford is, all right, you know what, Tatis beats us. You can't have the pitcher beat you. The Padres had a 2-0 lead after three innings. The good news, I mentioned Braxton Garrett turned in a fabulous, fabulous start tonight. He did not allow another run the rest of his evening. Now, the Marlins started to chip back into this ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ryan Weathers went four for San Diego, did not allow a run, two hits, three walks, four strikeouts. He was removed after four in favor of Craig Stammen, who came off the injured list as well for the San Diego Padres tonight. Stammen came on. Garrett flew out to center field. Miguel Rojas followed with one out, nobody on base. The Marlins trailing 2-0 with a single. After a Starling Marte strikeout, Miguel Rojas would eventually steal second. He reached third on a pass ball. He was at third with two outs for Jesus Aguilar.
The pitch, and it's grounded toward third. Picked up there by Machado. Thrown to first, offline, and off the glove of the first baseman, Profar. And safe at first is Aguilar, and home to score a run. It'll be an unearned run. Miguel Rojas, and it's a 2-1 game.
And that was a gift of a run, courtesy of the Padres for the Marlins. It was 2-1 after five innings. It remained that way into the bottom of the seventh inning. Tonight, Stammen went two innings for the Padres, allowed one run. It was unearned on one hit, no walks, four strikeouts. Tim Hill came on for the Padres in the bottom of the seventh. He struck out Eason Diaz, but then he walked Sandy Leon. Leon was at first base. Miguel Rojas came to bat. He singled. There was two on and one out. And Don Mattingly pinch ran Magnery Sierra at second base. He represented the tying run. Following Rojas, Starling Marte singled. The bases were loaded for the Marlins with one out for Jesus Aguilar.
The set, the pitch. And a ball lined up the middle. That's a base hit. It'll tie the game, and it'll give the Marlins a lead. Sierra's home. Rojas is home with a go-ahead. Down to second on the play is Aguilar, and he's tagged out at second base. The Marlins take the lead. A 3-2 lead against Tim Hill and the Padres here in the bottom of the seventh.
And those two runs, courtesy of Jesus Aguilar in the bottom of the seventh inning, put the young left-handed rookie Braxton Garrett in line for victory tonight. Following the two-run, one-out, bases-loaded single by Jesus Aguilar, Tim Hill was removed from the game. Austin Adams came on. He struck out Adam Duvall. The Marlins had themselves a 3-2 lead after seven innings. Braxton Garrett went seven innings for the Marlins tonight. He allowed two runs, both earned, four hits, one walk, a career-high 10 strikeouts for Braxton Garrett in this ballgame this evening. Allowed the pair of solo home runs, hit a batter through 85 pitches, through 57 strikes. Dylan Floro came on for the eighth, and that was relatively quick and easy. It was painless. Got a fly ball, a strikeout looking at a ground ball to short. We went to the ninth inning in this ball game tonight. Don Mattingly called upon Yimi Garcia, and he was looking to collect his 15th save of the season. Didn't start great. Trent Grisham drew a five-pitch walk to start the top of the ninth inning. Garcia bounced back and struck out Manny Machado, and that brought Will Myers to the plate. Grisham was at first. He represented the tying run in the top of the ninth inning. Will Myers swung, bounced the ground ball to second, underhand flipped it to Rojas, who delivered a throw to first that was not in time. But what nobody saw initially, at least some of the fans in the seats, is that in an effort to break up the play at second base, Trent Grisham went in and he never slid. He ran into Miguel Rojas, who was upended, hence the weak throw to first base. Don Mattingly told the umpiring crew, "I want to take a look at that." They went to the headset. The headsets came off. Interference was ruled on the play, and it was a game-ending 4-6-3 double play ball, and the Marlins win this one by a final score of 3-2 tonight. A rather unconventional ending to this ball game. Trent Grisham's going to be asked postgame by the San Diego Padres media what the heck happened, because it's inexcusable not to slide into second base to try to break up a double play. I don't know if he thought Rojas didn't have the ball, what he possibly could have been thinking, but he simply elected not to slide. And it was a relatively quick and easy review for the umpiring crew back in New York. They said Grisham's got to go in. He totally interfered with Rojas, who, if you missed it there at the end of the game when I had an opportunity to catch up with Miggy, he said, "I'm really, really fortunate that I didn't get hurt," because he thought Grisham was going to slide. He was going to have an opportunity to jump right over him and deliver a strong throw to first base. But those two collided. Interference was called. A 4-6-3 double play ball ends this ball game. The Marlins take game three of this four-game set by a final score of 3-2 tonight. Boy, that was a fun night at the ballpark, wasn't it? Two runs, four hits, one error for the San Diego Padres. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Marlins. Braxton Garrett is the winner tonight. He is 1-1 on the season. Tim Hill, the loser. He falls to five wins and five losses. And Yimi Garcia takes care of the ninth inning, collects his 15th save of the season for the Marlins. And they beat the Padres 3-2 at Lone Depot Park this evening. The Padres 0-3 with runners in scoring position, left three on base. The Marlins 2-9. They left nine on base. Had a couple of ejections in this ballgame. Grisham was ejected there in the... I'm sorry, Tommy Pham was ejected in the top of the eighth inning. And assistant manager Skip Schumacher was ejected also in the eighth inning by Doug Eddings, who was getting chirped at all night long. And late in the ballgame, he had simply had enough and said, "You two can head to the showers, get yourself a bite to eat. We'll see you tomorrow. You're done. And we'll play on." So a really good night of baseball for the Marlins. A fantastic, fantastic effort by the rookie left-hander Braxton Garrett. Seven strong innings. Floro and Garcia work relatively uneventful eighth and ninth innings. Started at 6:11 tonight. Total game time, 2 hours and 58 minutes here at Lone Depot Park in front of, drum roll please, 13,207 in Miami this evening.
gutsy effort and a real nice win for the Marlins. They improved to 42-57. Padres fall back to 58-43. Let's hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly after that real, real solid victory last night.
Thanks, Jason. Donnie, obviously a huge call in the top of the ninth inning that went your way. What did you see on that, and how much credit do you give to Miggy for just a really fantastic effort defensively?
Yeah, did I tell you, guys how much I love replay and all the stuff that goes with it? It was obviously one of those plays that you see it develop. You're not really thinking about the slide. Miggy's kind of telling us. And I guess it'd go either way. I'm not quite sure how they interpret that. It was good to not have to keep going. And I know they got some lefties over there on the bench that were probably, stretching and getting ready to go. So it was a good call for us.
So, Jordan.
Hey, Donnie. Braxton Garrett, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. What did you see from him today that's been different from his other starts up here?
It seemed like he got comfortable there and gotten in a rhythm. I felt like he may obviously got the Tatis ball. I think he was trying to go in there and didn't get it in, and then the pitcher. But for the most part, it looked like he was making some pitches with his breaking ball. I think when he's getting that over, and getting in decent counts where he could use it, right? That's always a good thing. But that's obviously the best, I think, that we've seen him. He's had some little stretches, but that's for the whole length of the game, that's probably the best we've seen him.
And you mentioned pregame, just that no matter what, a start up here is a learning chance, a chance for improvement. Just how much can a guy build on a breakout, just getting that breakout performance? Just what can that do for a guy?
Yeah, I think it really shows you, it tells you that you can get people out here and that you're capable of doing it. And if you look at that with open eyes and learning eyes and be realistic, about did I make pitches? How did I get hurt? Did I get away with some stuff? And just kind of keep moving forward. But the fact that you got outs and were able to go 7 innings, that's a pretty good club over there, right? A tough club to get through. So it has to give you confidence that you can do it. And I think that's the biggest fight here.
Christina.
Yeah, Donnie, you mentioned a good club over there. Only won one of the three, but have been in, each of the games. Just what has the team, I guess, shown what's your assessment of how the series has gone?
Yeah, they've all kind of been the same game in a sense, right? They've all been kind of close. And really it's been a matter who's going to get the hit, right? Are we going to get a big hit? We've had chances the last two nights to get a big hit that we could have, broke game open or turned it in our favor. And we were able to turn it late, which is nice, right? Where then you're in a situation, you're not trying to get, four more innings in a one-run game. You got 2 innings to go. So when you turn a game late, it really takes a momentum and puts it on your side.
Back to Jessica.
Yeah, Donnie, this was the first time, obviously, that Braxton had been back in the lineup for a while. Just what did you see from him both at the plate and defensively?
I thought good on defense. He looked good. He made a nice play in the hole. And I thought offensively he looked good, honestly. The first at bat looked like he was a little fast and was aggressive, though. I liked that. And honestly, it looked like he was seeing the ball decent. So as the game went on, it looked like he slowed down a little bit. So I thought he looked pretty good.
Daniel?
Thank you, Jason. Don, in the seventh inning, you had the walk from Leon and then the three hits in a row. So what did you see from your offense there in terms of the approach? And then how big was Aggie in that at-bat?
Yeah, obviously, we kind of got a little rap. Alley there, Sandy gets on with the walk, Miggy gets a hit, puts us in a good spot to get a run, Stars battling, we just keep extending that inning. So obviously guys fighting and hanging in there. And then obviously the big hit by Aggie to get us two right there. Would have liked to have one more, but it was enough to hold on tonight. But again, just kind of persevering, staying in the game, you know, staying in the fight, and then being able to get that hit. You know, Derek and I were talking before the game about all the one-run games that we've basically lost. And it's usually about execution, big hit, all the things you do in the course of a game that puts you in those positions. And, you know, the good teams find a way to win those. So we have not been great at it, but we know that we're in those kind of games. It's just what turns the game.
And with Aguilar, I talked to him before the game, and he was mentioning how he wants to stay here and continue to, you know, to be part of the process that you guys have right now. So what else can you say about him and how important he has been for your club, especially in moments like this one?
Yeah, obviously this guy's one of the top, you know, run producers in the league right now. And obviously his attitude has been good for our young guys to keep them loose. And you always like when guys want to be here, right? You don't, but I'm not sure I would expect him to say that, hey, yeah, I want to get out of here. You're glad that, you know, guys want to be here. Stars kind of talked about it. Aggies talked about it. I know it's a good environment. You want guys to want to play here. And that's part of the thing you have to overcome, I think, when, you know, in a smaller market club, is getting guys to want to be here.
And Ethan?
Thanks, Jason. Hey, Don, you talk about the one-run games, and it feels like you kind of finally got a bounce to go your way. Have you ever seen an ending like that tonight?
I have not. And it's, you know, a tough one. I really didn't think they were going to overturn that, but it was sure nice when you don't have to try to get another out. But that was definitely a different ending to our game.
Don Mattingly after the Marlins 3-2 win, come from behind victory over the San Diego Padres last night. Game 4 of this series comes your way at 1:10 this afternoon. The Marlins will look to earn a series split after a 3-2 win last night. Unfortunately, it won't be Trevor Rogers. He's been placed on the injured list. It will be a bullpen game for Miami. So the bullpen against the right-hander Yu Darvish. 1:10 first pitch, airtime 12:40 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.